Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to die.
God specializes in things that seem impossible. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Oh, heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now thanking you, Lord Jesus, for being God and God alone. And beside you, there is none other. Father, we say thank you, for Lord, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, for we know that you specialize in things that seem impossible. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have given us to see, Father God, your goodness and your mercies, Father God, that are bestowed upon us and renewed daily. Father, let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, Father God, with regards to prayer. Help us to increase our prayer life, our prayer time, and Father, let our praying spirit be upon each and one of us listening, and right now that will listen in the future. Let us, Father God, to remember two words, to watch and pray, and to act on our faith, Father God, and to not only speak the word, but live the word, and be living epistles read of all men. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now, our scripture is coming out of the book of James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. That's the book of James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. And it reads, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We've been talking about how God has been specializing, he specializes in things that seem impossible, and how he just specializes in your situation, and he can just curtail it and customize a miracle just for you in your life. Whatever you need him to do, God's got it, because he is God, and we know he's God all by himself. And we're talking about when God specializes in things that seem impossible, he can do anything but fail, and he will do exceeding and abundantly above all we can think or ask in the name of Jesus Christ. God will just blow your mind. But the first thing we must do is go to our Father, which art in heaven, and we must acknowledge him first in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. And that means humbling ourselves and bowing down in the spirit and going down on our knees and humbling ourselves and seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. But we're talking not just about watching and praying today, but the fervent, effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So the Bible tells us that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin unto him. And so the righteous, meaning coming to God with a broken and a contrite spirit, coming to God with a right spirit. I know oftentimes in my prayer life, seems like I will pray for something, and it looks like God will speedily bring that prayer is answered almost, you know, immediately. And then there are some prayers that I'm still waiting on answers. And there is a perfect timing that God has for us. But at the same time, God honors our sincerity. He hears our cry. and he pities our groans, but we must cry out to him, and we must be sincere and desire the sincere milk of God. And he knows when we're sincere and when we're not sincere. He knows that when we're praying for something to consume it on our own, upon our own lust, and on ourselves, and not for the benefit of someone else. So the Bible tells us here, the book of James tells us in the 5th chapter of James, he said, confess your faults one to another. So we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, and so we must ask for forgiveness, and we must go to God, our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, and ask for forgiveness when we go to him, before we even go to commune at the throne of grace to him in our secret closet, our prayer closet. We must come correct first, asking that God will clean our slate, that when we come before him, we come pure. We come with nothing, no sin attached. And so we want to first ask God to forgive us of our sins that we may have committed willingly or unwillingly. Because when we do so, we have cleansed our souls, we have cleansed our minds, and now we are sanctifying our spirits, and now we can go boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Amen. Because we all know that Jesus is a very present help in the time of trouble. And you don't want to just find yourself praying when you're in trouble. But he said in his word, pray without what? Ceasing. So men ought to what? Always pray. Amen. So this is the will of God, is to seek God and to acknowledge him in all our ways. And he will direct our path. And when we go, we must go with the right spirit. And so we just don't want to come to him any kind of way. So when we are talking about the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avail of much, we want to, when we go to God, be mindful to first ask for forgiveness. Amen? Amen. Because when we're clean and we can confess our faults, then he said, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Amen? Amen. And then he tells us what in James, the 5th chapter in the 16th verse, he says what? Confess your faults one to another, what? That ye may, and he said, pray for one another. So when we are going to God and praying, we must not have a selfish spirit, amen? We must have the spirit of Christ that is a giving spirit that is free for all, and not just one or having respect or persons or just ourselves alone. We must pray for one another. Amen? So because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that, you know, whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. So when we go to God in prayer, after we've cleansed ourselves, asked for forgiveness of our sins, and then we come to God with that broken and contrite spirit, we want to ask God to, we want to have, ask him to look on our friends and the world and America and our families and not just ourselves. We want to pray for one another. Even that sinner man that's gone astray, that backslider, that man that was in, or woman that was in the house of God, in the church, part of the body, and that went back on the Lord. Because he did tell us in his word, he is married to the backslider. Amen. So we have to pray for the backsliders. Amen. That God will bring them back home and back to their perfect place in Christ Jesus. Amen. And pray that they will come back to sit and take their seat in heavenly places. Amen. Amen. Because God has no respecter of persons. And so what he has done for others, he'll do it for you. But you want to be a cheerful giver, even in your prayers. you want to pray for one another, the Bible says, that you might be healed. Because, see, love is selfless and it's sacrificial. Because that's what the Bible says. God loved the world that he gave. So when you love someone or something, you give yourself for it, or you give something up for it. So when we want to be healed, when we confess our faults to God, we can even confess. See, Jesus Christ tells us in James, the fifth chapter, confess our faults to one another and then pray for one another. Because guess what? As we come into the knowledge of the faith, you know what happens? We're one body. It's one Lord, it's one faith, and one baptism. And so it is also one body of Christ, Jesus. And, you know, we are different parts of the body. And so, you know, any part that's missing in the body is a deformation and defectation. And we don't want to take away from anything of our body so that we can be whole. And that's in the wholeness of God. We don't want nothing lacking, nothing missing, or anything broken. We want to be whole in Christ Jesus. Amen? And that's what confession is good for the soul. And so that's what James is talking about. You know, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Because now it's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. And it's about God. Jesus, God is love. And if God is love, and if God and Jesus Christ, if Jesus is dwelling in you, then the love of God will dwell in you, and you will pray for one another. Amen? And you will cleanse yourself by confessing your fault to one another, that you might be healed. And then God, he hears that prayer, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so you won't just be making a bunch of noise. And, you know, just like anything that's just what they call background interference, you will be heard by the Most High God, because now you are sincere and you have come boldly to the throne of grace with a pure and a clean heart and asking God to renew a right spirit in you. And therefore, he's going to honor your request, honor your prayer. And he knows if you're for real or if you're not, if you're sincere or if you're not sincere. So there is a prescription to having those prayers heard and even after, because you just can't go to God any kind of way with anything. And as we say in the world, junk in your trunk, and then expect a miracle. You must come, what we say, correct. You must come with the right spirit. Amen. And so that's what we want to ask God. Lord, help us to have a broken and a contrite spirit, and then creating us a clean and a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit. And so that we might come not arrogant or haughty, but humble, and in humility acknowledging the Father, knowing that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Because what did God tell us about faith in Hebrews 11:1? He said faith is what? The substance of things what? Hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So God is a spirit, and he said they that worship him must what? Do worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. And so, but God is a spirit. And so what we have to do, spirit man, is if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then God is dwelling in us. And then we will be heard by the Father, because now we're in the operating in the Spirit of God. Amen. And not of another God. Amen. Because there are different spirits out in the world. But there's one Holy Spirit, and that is of God. Amen. So we want to be careful that we're not coming to God or going to God any kind of way with any kind of spirit. And if we have spirits operating in us, we want to bind those spirits and destroy those spirits by fire in the name of Jesus, so that we can come to God He will hear our prayer. He will answer our prayer. And we know that he is with us. Amen. Because we know he is a prayer answering God. And what? That he does specialize. And he will specialize in your situation, whether it's your daughter, it's your son, whether it's your wife, whether it's your mother, whether it's your brother, whether it's your cousin, whoever it may be. You know, God can specialize in that situation, but you have to come correct and you have to come right. And if you seek God and you seek him with a broken and a contrite, and you cry out to him and you're confessing your faults one to another, to him and first, and to confessing your faults one to another and praying for others, don't you know he's going to answer your prayer? He's going to give you a testimony through your prayer, and he's going to answer it, and you're going to pass the test, and you're going to go and give others, tell others of the goodness of what the Lord has done for you. Amen? And that is your testimony. You're going to give your testimony because you passed the test and you went through. Now, in James, we look down here further, and it says that in the 17th verse of the 5th chapter of James, that Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly, and that it may not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he turned around in the 18th verse and said, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, he prayed earnestly. So we must, as God, we need to look at the word of God and look at for us to get well and to become whole. We need to ask God to help us to pray earnestly. Amen. Lord, help me. Father God, help me to pray earnestly in the name of Jesus. Father God, help me and my family to pray earnestly and seek you earnestly in Jesus' name. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's what we're talking about today. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, not a unrighteous man, but a righteous man, availeth much. It avails much. You have to be sincere. You have to be, what the Bible says, earnest. Earnest. Because Elijah, the Bible says, he prayed earnestly. Amen. And so when he prayed earnestly, God, he held up the rain. Now that is a, that's a powerful prayer right there. Anytime you can pray that it don't rain, and it don't rain for 3 years and 6 months, hey, that's a pretty powerful prayer. Amen? And then you can turn around and ask God to let it rain, and then the rain, and then the heaven will give rain, and then the earth will bring forth her fruit. Praying earnestly and sincerely seeking God has benefits. It has privileges. It has rewards. It has honors. And, you know, we heard the songwriter say, you know, oh, what needless pain we bear, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needless pain. A lot of times we'll go through things we don't even have, and then we'll be going through and struggling and be hurting and pain because we're hurting inside. Somebody have hurt us, or someone's hurt us and have caused us emotional pain. And when that happens, you say, well, you know, you can't seek God when you're in pain, when you are hurt. You can't delight yourself in the Lord when you're in pain. So God wants us to confess our faults. He wants us to pray for one another so that what we may be healed. Okay? So it's not about us. It's about the body of Christ. It's about everybody. And it's about trying to win souls for him. And then God will hear your prayer because now you're in his perfect will. And then it goes on down in the James in the 15th chapter, in the latter part, it says in the 20th verse of James, the 5th chapter, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. See, so when we be about our Father's business, he said, you know, hey, you're going to cover, you know, a multitude of sins. You're going to hide a multitude of sins because you're trying to win someone else, convert somebody, because you're concerned about others. You're not concerned about you. You're concerned about others. So when you're concerned about others, see, you got to give something to get something. So if you're always concerned and praying about the others, don't you know God's going to look out for you, because he got you here as a messenger, as an intercessor in this earth to win souls for him. Amen. All we have to do is do one thing, and that scripture tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord. He said, and he'll give us the desires of our heart. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. That's the key, and that's the key right there. See, if you always concern yourself about yourself and what you're for and no more, then guess what? You know, that's a selfish prayer. God wants us to be concerned about the kingdom, building the kingdom, building other folks, not just our family, but his family, which is the ones that we can win to Christ for him. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So when we are seeking God and when we are praying, we have to pray earnestly. I mean earnestly, sincerely seeking God earnestly, and not and having the key ingredient of faith. Because see, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you can't pray to God and not believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently do what? Seek him. So God wants us to believe him, have faith, and knowing that whatsoever you ask in his name, it shall be given unto you. And if you lack faith, ask for it. Say, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Amen. Help thou my unbelief. Every God has given every man a measure of faith. Everybody don't have the same measure of faith. Some people have the gift of faith. Amen. But the one thing about faith, you have to have it or it's impossible to please God. So you must ask God and seek God for faith, to have faith that's going to move mountains. Say, Lord, Father God, I need your faith. I need faith to move mountains, to believe that whatever I'm trusting you for, that it is so. That it is done, and it shall be in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man avail of much. Go forth in the name of Jesus this week. Go forth in love, knowing that God is a prayer answering God. He specializes in your various situations. He's got a special blessing with your name on it, but he wants you to seek him and seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Oh, my Hashiarabosi, glory to God. Oh, Hashiarabosi, thank you, Lord Jesus, and everything else. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's going to be added. Hallelujah unto you. Oh, God bless you. No, God specializes in things that seem impossible. Thank you.